Hello and welcome to Your Favorite Album, the podcast where we sit down and talk to someone about their favorite album. It's pretty straightforward. I'm your host, Adam Santiago, and joining us this week is Tyler Soucy from the band The Great Big Pile of Leaves. They're actually responsible for the intro music for every episode of this show. So, you know what? I've realized I'm really bad at this intro-outro stuff because I can't really feel comfortable talking in a room by myself. So from the next episode forward, I'm just going to do live intros and outros. It's a lot easier that way. So since I'm really bad at this, let's just get to the show, shall we? Hope you enjoy. You got it?
Yeah.
You good to go?
I'm good.
All right. So I'm just going to start it right away.
Yeah, sure.
So Tyler, what's your favorite album?
I thought hard and long about this.
Did you?
Did a hard make you laugh? Grow up.
Possibly.
Well, if it's that way, it's not that long. So yeah, I thought about this a lot, and I wanted to go with, like, my initial reaction was, like, something like Foo Fighters, or, what else was there? Just, like, yeah, Third Eye Blind, like,
you
just,
love Third Eye
Blind.
I
love Third Eye Blind, and I love the Foo Fighters. And those are records, like, I grew up listening to, and I love them, and I have that, like, nostalgic, just, like, feeling when I listen to them, and, like, but I don't really have any, like, stories that pertain to them so much.
Okay.
So, the one I picked is Days Away, Mapping an Invisible World.
Which one's the band name?
Days Away is the band name. They used, two of the guys are in Good Old War. It's their old band.
Okay, I was going to say I know nothing about these guys, but...
You know nothing about Days Away?
No. I didn't even know
you
about...
You should listen to this record.
I didn't even know about Good Old War until you told me about them.
All right, well, you should listen to this. But anyway, so when I was... when I was 18, I got a drum endorsement with Orange County Drums in California. Like, that was the first time I had ever been to California. I flew out there, brought them the press kit and stuff, and they called me the next day.
Was this when you were in Farewell to Arms?
Yeah, this was the first band. And then, so, like, I became friends with them over the next couple of years, and then when I turned 21, which is in, like, 2007, maybe, or 2006? I turned 21 in 2006, I think.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 28.
Really?
Yeah.
2005, 2006, yeah. End of 2005, I want
to say. Yeah, because I'll be, okay. Yeah, you're right. I'm wrong. I'm not good at math.
It's cool. You're Canadian, half. Somewhat.
No, not. I graduated 2004.
All right, then never
2005 is in 21.
All right, I'm confused.
So, yeah, I went out there for this thing called NAMM, which is basically just, like, music instrument manufacturers have this big thing out in California every year. Where they're just, like, showing off the new stuff for the year and getting people to buy stuff and all that. But they have a lot of the artists come out. So I flew out there and actually brought my grandmother. She'd never been to California.
Wow.
I don't think she'd really traveled, like, far west at all. So I brought her with me, and we had a my second cousin. We stayed with him, so she spent a lot of time with him.
Did she do any time?
He's a costume designer. I'm going way off track. He's a costume designer, and he does all the Marvel movies.
That's
so he's,
awesome.
He's got work for, like, the next 8 years doing, like, he's done all of them. He did the Avengers. He did all that stuff.
Can he design me some cool pajamas?
Probably.
All right.
I'll ask him. But, yeah, so we flew out there. My grandmother spent time with him. I drove up to Anaheim, I think, is where they did the conference. But so this is one of the only CDs I brought with me.
Wow.
And so, like, driving around. So that's, like, the every time I listen to this record, I remember driving around L.A. Like, the first time I've ever just driven around L.A. by myself, like, spending time anywhere really by myself. And so I remember driving through, like, Hollywood listening to it. I remember, like, driving up to Anaheim listening to it. So it's, like, it brings back all of these stories for me, which I think I'll probably talk more about some of the stories than
no,
the record
cool.
itself.
Yeah, but, it's just how it works. Now, can I ask you,
like, yeah.
Was it the only album you brought with you because you're just, like...
I just came out or something.
So it was like, okay.
It was like,
I didn't know if you brought it because you were like, this is the only thing I need.
It was more like... Well, I'll listen to records, and if they hit me, then I listen to them just consistently for months.
Yeah.
And so it usually only happens a couple of records at a time where I just rotate through those. But it's actually that, and I want to say Deja Intenuto at that moment. Is that how you say it? something like that. I don't know.
But that brand new.
That brand new record, yeah, yeah. But, yeah, This Days Away has stuck with me way more. So, yeah, I just remember bringing the record, driving around L.A., and I have a lot of memories about that. And Pete from A Great Pali was actually the one that turned me on to them.
Okay.
And I remember him, like, playing the record in the car a bunch. And I'm the kind of person that's, like, if someone tells me to listen to something, I'm not, like, I'm like, ah, whatever, you don't know.
Yeah, yeah. So, you can like, say, oh, I like yeah. that song. But.
He kept playing it, and then I remember, I think I heard it somewhere else, and I started telling Pete how much I liked it, and he was just, like, super pissed, because he was like, we've been listening to this for 2 months in the car.
I can picture him being upset about that.
But yeah, like, as far as the record goes, like, he's one of my favorite drummers. He's actually one of the reasons I went over to SJC, because he became an SJC drummer. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, that kind of made me feel like, all right, like, these guys are building a really good home for a lot of good musicians. So it's kind of funny that I listened to the record while visiting Orange County Drums, and it's the drummer that made me want to switch to SJC.
Wow.
But it's not that funny. No one's going to think it's funny.
You burn drum bridges.
Yeah. Yeah. Musical bridges. They're falling down.
You can't rebuild those.
No. There's a lot of bridges.
Yeah. Now, which members are still in Good Ol' War? I mean, which ones became Good Ol' War?
The drummer? I'm totally going to make up names right now.
You don't even have to come up.
The drummer and the singer are in Good Ol' War. And, yeah, I mean, I love Good Ol' War too, but this is more like full band, a little more electric, rocking.
Now, are you into their other stuff, or is it like this full...
Well, they were kind of a completely different band before this record. Like, they had lineup changes, and they had a different sound. So this was, like, their first record as this band. And then they came out with, like, a 4 or 5-song EP after that was also really good, but then they broke up and started Good Ol' War.
Okay.
But yeah, so, like, the drumming was amazing. The song compositions and stuff were great. The melodies, like, I mean, that's why I love the stuff like Third Eye Blind. It's just
because
so many melodies. It was the bass lines, the guitar lines, the vocals. Like, everyone's doing some sort of melody. So, yeah, I mean, that's a huge part of it. And then, yeah, every time I tell any of these stories from when I was out at NAMM, like, I always think about this record.
Hmm.
And those are just funny, stupid stories, so that's why I like
those,
them.
Those are the best kind of stories.
But, now, yeah, I don't know.
Is this album kind of like an upper, a downer? Because I only own one Good Ol' War album, and it's the one you gave me.
Yeah.
The one with Coney Island and all that stuff. And
yeah, yeah.
While I enjoy that album, I tried to listen to it recently, and... Yeah.
It just bummed me out.
It destroyed me, man. I was just sitting at my desk going, oh my god, I can't deal with this shit right now.
It's, I mean, I think...
Note, you can curse here.
Okay. I think it's one of those... they're one of those bands where it's a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not saying, like, certain songs are rockin', certain songs are bummers. I'm saying it more in, like... However you go into listening to it is kind of what you're going to get out of it.
Hmm.
So, like, it's not going to make you feel a certain way. I think if you're super stoked and you're listening to it, it's just going to heighten that. And then if you're bummed, then, like, that might get worse. I don't know. I mean, I've never been bummed listening to it, so I can't say for sure.
Nah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I just like listening to music that makes me happy anyway, so.
Me too.
Sometimes I'll listen to, like, I remember there was, like, one winter where I was just, like, I hate winter. So I was just, like, super bummed listening to Jimmy Eat World, and I was just, like, why am I doing this? I was just, like,
that's when you
bumming myself out so much.
That's when you pop in Len's Steal My Sunshine.
Yeah.
And everything gets so much better.
I mean, a lot of the Jimmy Eat World records are, like, upbeat, but this was that Chase This Light record.
Oh, yeah, that was a little...
It's a little, like...
Yeah.
More monotonous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. What else do you want to know?
I don't know. I'm curious, because I've known you for a few years. I don't think I've ever heard you mention this album. So I'm kind of... There's something about that throws me off guard. Like, you've never mentioned this to me.
I think
maybe you just didn't want to share it with me.
No, I think it's just because I didn't know you in that window where this was such an important record to me. And, like, I've known you where... Like, the Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin stuff is super important.
Yeah.
And, like, even though it still is, like, if I had to compare the two, I would still compare this. And maybe it's because, like, we've toured with Boris Yeltsin and, like, I know them, so it's become more grounded.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, which was also just an awesome experience.
Oh, of course.
So that could have made it less grounded. But I think because of that, it's just become, like, more realistic. As whereas this, like, this band is not together anymore. Mm-hmm. It's, like, very unobtainable. Stuff like that. I mean, I have lots of great stories. Like, we can talk about Someone Still Loves You, too. We can talk about the tour. But, yeah, I don't know. I think it's one of those things where when you think about your favorite record, you tend to look a little further back than...
Well, yeah, because, I mean, I feel
your
like,
current,
yeah.
like...
If you ask me right now, like, the past week and a half, I've just been listening to that new You Blew It record. Keep
right,
doing what
right.
you're doing, like, nonstop.
Right.
Like, there's something, like, maybe it's just the timing and the musical content and the lyrical content that
yeah.
it's just, like, got me. And that's it.
Yeah, I mean, you could have caught me at a time where I was listening to, like... Oh, what's the name of that band?
And the momentum has skidded to a halt.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, whatever their name is.
Yeah. I mean, you know me. Like, from week to week, I just have something I'm really into. Japanese ska or,
yeah.
you know, like...
But, I mean, when I was, like, 14, I was probably listening to that Drowning Pool record.
Really?
Let the Bodies Hit the Floor. I probably would have told you that was my favorite record back then.
That's true.
So, I think it's better to look back and... think about what you still
and weigh,
like.
Weigh what you have
what
going.
You still like yeah
yeah I mean it's tough it's I don't know now are there any like standouts on that album that you connect to anything like I know you say the album as a whole you can
yeah.
connect to that
there's
that
a song
experience.
Called Gravity which might have been like their single I mean I kind of caught on to this record a little late so I'm not sure what their single was I don't even know if they made a video
Side
or
note,
if they had any, like, college radio or anything like that.
When you said Gravity, automatically Defying Gravity from the Broadway show Wicked started playing in my head. I've never
it's
seen
like
the
that.
Show, but...
It's just like that.
It's a catchy song.
No, they have this song Gravity that starts off with this cool little drum beat that kind of goes through the song. And that was definitely the song like that I was talking about when I kind of told Pete. I was like, oh, this song's awesome. And he was like, we've been listening to this. I was like, oh, all right. It's the same thing with this band called The Little Ones. Pete showed them to me for, like, months.
Yeah, you
and
put them on my
like,
iPod
yeah.
as well.
Took me, like, a year to be like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And now they're one of my favorite bands.
Yeah. Now...
But,
And then you were already... You'd been drumming for a bit when you got into this and everything. So it wasn't, like, one of those albums that was like, I want to do this, you know? Like, it's... Because, you know, some people, their favorite album is what inspired them to pick up a guitar.
Right,
pick up
right,
a drum
right.
set, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think everything I listen to, or at least everything I like a lot, I try to get some inspiration as far as getting better. Like, he's a way better drummer than I am. And, like, there's some people that'll, like, if you're already playing an instrument and you see or hear something that's really good, there's part of you that wants to be like, eh, you know, like, fuck that. You know what I mean? Just because you know deep down that you're like, I wish I was that good.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I've done that, but I know there's definitely certain types of people that do that with anything, like, rather than trying to strive for that. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons I've liked Blink-182 is listening to Travis's drum beats and being, like just picking up little things from him here and there and trying to, like, either copy or incorporate that or be like, how's he do that?
Yeah.
And you see him do it. So the same thing with Days Away is just, like, one of the sickest drummers and very like understated. Like it's never showy, it's never mixed super high where it's just like drum solo everywhere. Yeah, just like rhythmical, he's an awesome drummer. Comes up with cool like verse beats and stuff like that. But yeah. Tim Arnold, I think his name is.
You're probably wrong.
I'm pretty sure.
Or you're probably right.
I'm probably right.
I've got no info on this.
I think Keith is the singer.
All right. So you're coming at me with
I could
stuff.
Have been looking at this on yeah. Wikipedia and just reading it, which I should have been.
I'm at a disadvantage in that I know nothing here. So
yeah.
I can't even, like...
I'm making it all up.
I can't even come at... Like, this album could not even... May not
Keith
even
Richards.
Exist.
Richards. Yeah, I'm just totally making
yeah,
up a record.
Just like, this band.
I wish I was. Poop Shovel. My favorite band, Poop Shovel.
Indeed, indeed. Now, do you still go back to this album, or
the album's
just...
called Front to Back. Yeah, no, I do still listen to this record time to time. I actually listen to the EP more because it's a little more like upbeat.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely listen to this record time to time. And like when you were talking about this podcast, and I was thinking about records, like I've been listening to it way more since then, because I just was like, oh, I have this, I should be listening to this still. But also, I'm also getting to the point recently where I feel like I need to be listening to new music. Because I've, like, in the past 6 years, and you think being in a newer band that I want people to check out, I'd, like...
See what else I'm is just going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a hypocrite to everything I want other people to be.
Your music sensibilities are still in 2007,
yeah,
2006.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever I want to listen to something, I just listen to something that's like 10 years old that I love.
You're pretty pissed that someone beat you to Party in the USA, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. But I think that's just an age thing, though. The older we get, the more, like, it takes a lot of effort and energy to listen to a new band and get into a new band and really involve yourself in that.
That's true. I mean, I'd like to think I do a somewhat good job of it, but that's mainly because that's all I do while I'm working.
Maybe it's different if you're, like, in a band, too.
Hmm.
It might be the same thing I was talking about, where you hear, like, names of things, and you're like, eh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not my band, whatever.
First time you've shown off your ego to me. Damn.
I'm just saying you're, like, secretly bummed that this band's doing bigger things or something. No, I mean, there's plenty of newer bands I like. Not plenty. There's a handful that I listen to all the time.
Just a handful?
Yeah, Bare Hands.
Hands.
Handful. Bare Handfuls.
Bare Handfuls.
Yeah, stuff like that. I don't know. You want to hear the story about Nam?
Sure. Just
circling back to the beginning of this?
Yeah, sure. I'm not going to edit this, so it's just all going to be just one
good
That's thing.
That's good. Good.
How's that gin and tonic treating you?
It's pretty good.
Good.
So yeah, out in California, hanging out with Orange County drum guys at NAMM, and I didn't know anybody there. Like, I didn't go with anybody. I had no, like, I'm not that kind of person either. Like, I can't go to a movie by myself. I can't even go sit in a, like, restaurant, like, even at, like, Chipotle. I can't go sit down at the, like, tables and eat by myself, because I can't do that. I'm too, like, socially awkward, and I feel like everyone's looking at me and they're talking shit about me or something for no reason, because nobody cares, nobody even sees I'm there. But I just can't do it. Like, and that's why I'm like social. I feel like I always like to be around people.
You know me.
Yeah,
I just talk to whoever the fuck.
Yeah. But I can't even do that. I've gotten much better at it because, like, of the band, like, just meeting people and talking to people about stuff. But I used to, like, when someone would come up to me and say anything, I'd just be like, oh, cool. But, so this is one of the first times I ever really, like, went out on my own. Like, I hate flying, so I, like, flew to California. Like, I mean, my grandmother was with me, I guess, but I'll still say it was by myself. But, like, drove around by myself, rented a car, like, all that stuff. So I drive up there, didn't know anyone. I probably walked around for, like, hours and hours just, like, looking at, like, drum stuff and instruments. And so there's, like, a bunch of, like, other, like, very popular artists there and stuff. But so the Orange County guys, like, every time I'd circle around, they would just give me a beer or something, and I'd just walk around again. But Lou, who's the drummer from Cottonmouth Kings, was doing a signing for Orange County, and he used to do these like mini bike drum sets. So it was like a tricycle bike, like a trek bike.
Okay.
Like the fancy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
But he used to have like drums and electronic drums set up around them. That was what he would play with the Cottonmouth Kings. And so hilariously, I spent the entire day with him, like, just walking around. We became friends. Like, he was just hitting on, like, all the, like, showgirls and, like, all that stuff. It was just ridiculous. And I never got his number or any contact information for these people.
Or any of those girls' numbers.
Yeah, I think I had, like, a flip phone. So that happened. It was just ridiculous. I don't really have, like, any actual stories from that rather than just us walking around and him saying ridiculous things to people. But so the night starts to close down a little bit, and the Orange County guys are like wrapping up their station, and there's Zildjian's having a party. Mm-hmm. So they like invite me to the
That's
party.
That's how you say it?
Zildjian, yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize there was an L there.
You thought it was Zildjian?
Yeah.
No, it's Zildjian.
I don't drum.
But, so they were having an after party, which I was super psyched about, because I've been playing Zildjian for a long time. Still don't have an endorsement. But,
so if anyone's listening.
Yeah. So, I was really excited about that, and I met, like, the founder's daughter and, like, all this cool stuff. And John Otto, who is the drummer for Limp Bizkit, had just... They had just, like, broken up. And he was super wasted. And it was me, him, Lou, and then two of the kids from Orange County Drums. They were, like, kind of close to my age at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But John Otto was just super drunk. He's wearing like a Dickies one piece suit or something. It was kind of crazy.
Like Michael Myers?
Yeah. Is this weird that I'm talking shit about John Otto on a favorite record thing? He was super
nice. I didn't know. I didn't know if you were going to start talking. I thought this was going to be like a funny story. I don't know if this was going to be.
Well, he was a little smelly. Like, he had pooped his pants.
Hopefully no one
in the Limp Bizkit camp listens to this.
All Tyler's thoughts and opinions are his own. Yeah, basically. I have nothing to do with them.
Maybe he knew it. I don't know. He's cool with it.
This was also like years ago.
Yeah, I'm not trying to knock on him for it. I'm just telling you facts.
Okay.
But yeah, he went on this long tangent about how he was going to have a solo rap career. Because he had a lot of stuff to say about Fred Durst.
Uh-oh.
So it's just like stories and stories about that stuff. And that was just one of my favorite moments in life.
That would be amazing.
Standing next to John Otto while he's talking about having a rap career based around Fred Durst.
Wow.
Because I was this little kid from Connecticut that flew out to California. Like, I wasn't expecting to see anyone. And at that point, like, maybe like a few years prior to that, I had been listening to Limp Bizkit. You know what I mean? Like, seeing them on TV and all that stuff. And when you're a kid, you kind of glorify people in bands, and it's like...
Especially when they're rolling.
This superstar, yeah. So it's just funny to, like, go meet him and do all that stuff.
So does that mean when you listen to this Days Away record, you usually follow it up by listening to Limp Bizkit?
Yeah.
Okay.
My second favorite record is every Limp Bizkit record.
Just all on...
I just put them all on one record. Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
And I listen to the vinyl in my car. Yeah, because my grandmother was with me, and we were staying at my cousin's house, I had to drive back down to L.A., like, it was probably, like, 2 in the morning at this point, and I had to drive back, down to L.A., but I'd been drinking, like, we'd been partying.
You and your grandmother?
As the frat bros
say. Or you and the guys?
The guys, the Orange County guys. I mean, nothing crazy, it was just, like... I wasn't, like, knocking them back, but I certainly shouldn't have been driving. So I ended up going to the parking lot and just sleeping in the car for a while, but she just kept calling me and calling me and calling me. So it was one of those things where I was like, I mean, I love that I brought her out, but it was just like, I'm in California by myself, my grandmother's calling me, telling me to come home, like, worried about me. And
That's love, man.
Yeah, no, it's
totally love.
It was awesome. But yeah, on the way back, there was, like, construction, and I ended up being stuck in traffic for probably, like, 3 hours.
Hmm.
And this is the only record I had with me, and I just listened to it the whole time. So that was, like, the closure of the whole trip for me.
Hmm.
It was, like, going there, I was listening to it, coming back, I was listening to it.
Yeah. So yeah,
when John Otto pooped his pants, I was thinking about it.
Again, Tyler said that. Yeah, okay, see, so this album, like, some people have... connections due to maybe like someone special introduced them to it or like it came at a significant part in their life or it's just tied to it. Like it's just tracks that remind them of a person. This is just overall it's just tied to that awesome memory of like
I mean it was definitely like an emotional moment for me because I had grown up idolizing everyone on the Orange County roster and like Travis Barker's company. I was 18
when... That's his company?
Yeah, he owns it.
I don't know anything.
Yeah. So I was eight, like I was, and I always wanted to be like, I was like, oh, I want to be the youngest person on the roster. I never was. They had like 16, they had like a 16-year-old and like a 12-year-old.
Yeah, you got to start young, dude.
But, so yeah, I just like, and I was super stoked to go out there and hang out with them. I actually went to, I was actually going to move to LA, and that's when I was going out to like also look at like, I looked at like a studio apartments and like.
Really?
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever heard you say this.
Yeah.
Why the hell are you going to move to LA?
Well, they have this school, which I don't think really does much for people, maybe. It's called Musicians Institute.
Ah.
And it's like, I mean, it's one of those things you go online, they're like, oh, we'll get you auditions with like these like pop artists and all this stuff. And
so this would be like what, for session work?
Yeah, session work or just getting hired to go out on tour and stuff like that. But it's like you kind of go there and you realize how many people are going to school and like how many of them are really actually getting jobs out of it and how many of them are coming out of this in debt because it's pretty expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like a certificate program. Like you're not coming away with a degree.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it was basically that it costs as much as college and then like.
Gotcha. Now, how many times would you get asked, like, if you ever apply for session work, do you have a certificate?
Yeah, do you have your Musicians Institute certificate?
I just need to make sure you're up to snuff here.
Right, right. I mean, it's kind of the same thing with, like, all the people that go to, like, Full Sail, and they're like, oh, I'm going to be an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I mean, I guess it's like that with any school where you go to school and you hope to get something in that field after, but it doesn't work out for a lot of people.
I wouldn't know.
yeah, me neither. So, yeah. I mean, there's all that stuff. Like, I was in love with the company at that point. I was, like, super humbled to even be a part of it and just very excited. So, like, that whole trip for me was very intense because it was like I'm going to California by myself, hanging out in Hollywood, like, meeting these people and, like, hanging out where I want to be hanging out. I was like, this is what I want to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. It was great. But I think that's the year my parents got divorced, and that also made me not want to move to L.A. So I was like, well, I can't.
Oh, I thought that would have been another reason you wanted to move, is to, like, distance yourself from that situation. Okay.
Well, no, like, I want to stay around my family, and, like, yeah, I didn't want to just be like, ah, peace.
yeah.
Peace out. But,
You should say hi to your mom.
Hi,
you know,
Mom.
You know she's going to listen to
listening.
This.
Yeah.
Hi, Mrs. Susie.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those things, like, we went to a couple movie premieres with my cousin, like, that was awesome, and then, but there's just, like, a lot of stuff I don't like about California and Hollywood, but, you know, it's that same thing, when I first started coming to New York, like, when I was a kid in school, it's, like, all you go and see is Times Square.
And that's the one part I don't like.
Yeah, same here.
Because I've lived here all my life.
Same here, and I always hated Times Square, and I was, like, I'm never gonna move to New York, because I assume that's what all of New York was like. So I'm making a very, very general statement when I was like, I spent time in Hollywood and I was like, I can't move to California.
See, I've never been.
Yeah.
As of this recording,
when it's released,
I'll probably have been out there. Who knows?
I was 21 and part of me was like, yeah, I want to do like session work and like try to work with whoever I can. But then there's a big part of me that was like, this all seems really fake. And like, I feel like I'm going to lose my mind. As where like a lot of like East Coast to me is a little more realistic, a little more grassroots as far as music goes. But I'm sure, like, looking back, like, there's tons of bands coming out of California that are legit. Like, I mean, like, RX Bandits.
Yeah.
It's like, there's a lot of, like, Long Beach stuff.
Yeah.
But back then, I didn't know about any of that.
Yeah, but I mean, you got bands coming from all of, like, you know, like,
yeah,
Kansas.
It doesn't matter where they're from.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
You're talented.
Yeah. I think for me, it was just, like, a lot of the people I met at NAMM were awesome.
Because,
I mean, they were already, like, in bands and whatever.
Yeah.
But a lot of the people I met at that school when I went to go visit, I was just like, this is not me. This is not my thing. And just like, you can tell when people are trying to sell you on stuff, and it's just like,
oh, yeah, dude. Definitely.
Yeah. And like, it's funny because they kind of advertise it as like, oh, we've set up this guy with auditions with Christina Aguilera and like stuff like that. So they kind of try to sell people on that. Like, oh, if you go here, you're going to drum for someone famous.
Hey.
Yeah. But I went and I asked, like, oh, you guys set up auditions? He's like, well, he went to the school and there's, like, open auditions where we list everything. I was like, whatever.
So you basically just provided him with a bunch of plates. Like, here, check that out.
You told him there was an open audition. Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Are we getting way off track here? Because I'm not really talking much about the record.
Get back to the record, man. I'm not, you know, I'm just
letting it flow. I don't know how much more I have to say about it. I mean...
Well, is there anything you haven't said about it that you want to say? How's that?
Not really. I mean, it's my favorite record. I don't feel the need to, like, sell anybody on it. Does that make sense? I don't know.
Well, see, that's the weird thing. It's one of my favorite records. Yeah, yeah. Because usually if it's a favorite record, you kind of want people to give it a chance, you know?
Yeah, but it's my favorite record for reasons that people aren't going to experience because I experience them.
Okay, then how about from the other side of it, like the content of the album, musically?
Just as a record?
Yeah, like if you were just trying to be like, hey, you should give this a listen. Not your selfish personal reasons that you don't want anyone else to have.
Like, what would my press release be on the record?
Not a press release.
I don't know how to fucking sell it.
Not a fucking press release. Like, say, like, I don't know. A friend's like, yo, man, I need some new fucking music to listen to.
I mean, I definitely think... Again, this isn't really talking about... I mean, it's kind of a general idea about the record. I think A Grave Pile of Leaves was kind of influenced by it. Like, it's very similar styles. Like, very relaxed, but also very intricate at times, depending on the instrument. And yeah, I don't know.
Wow. You really want to keep this as only your favorite album?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
You go to a store and you see someone picking it up, because let's pretend record stores still exist. You see someone picking it up and you, like, slap it out of their hands. Yeah. Like, no, it's my favorite, not yours.
I mean, it makes me feel good, and it makes me remember some times I really enjoyed when I was younger.
Hmm.
What did Rob say about the Pieball record?
Oh, man.
Let me try to up this. Was he really intense about it?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Was his better than mine? Can we do this over?
You know, I don't want to choose between my friends, but yes, it was amazing.
That son of a bitch.
You know, he's just talking about how, like...
I actually probably would have picked Pieball if he didn't pick Pieball.
Everyone should pick Pieball.
Yeah.
You know, just...
But I also didn't want to go with, like, the obvious choices.
True, yeah.
Not that anyone thinks Pieball's an obvious choice outside of our group of friends, but...
Very true. Yeah, he's just talking about how, like, certain tracks, like, how it worked cohesively as an album. It wasn't just, like, tracks splattered together and be like, here's a record. It's just, like, here's a work of art, you know? And just, like, how, like, certain tracks are just, like, they bring you in, like you care about the people in the first song and stuff, you know? Like, shit like
that. Oh, I don't do that. With most music, I don't have, like, a deep personal connection with the songs. Like,
really?
Even the lyrics, yeah.
Wow,
like,
see?
I get way more of a, like, an emotional response from a record based on, like, the melody I'm hearing rather than the lyrics.
Mm.
And, yeah, I never, like, throw myself into songs where I'm like, this is kind of like my life, or, like... It's like, to me, it's like watching...
You're a better man than I, sir.
To me,
I can't listen to anything on my iTunes collection right now.
To me, it's the same way I like, watch movies. I don't, like, interject myself into the movie. I'm being entertained by the movie. I'm enjoying certain aspects of it.
Hmm.
And that's how music's always been for me. It's never been, like... Like, even if I... Like, some people will, like... Can't listen to record anymore because them and their girlfriend or them and their boyfriend used to listen to record. You do that? That's not me. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, we used to listen to that record, but I'm not like, oh, remember all those cool times we had while listening to this song? And like, oh, this song makes me think about this one time we did this. And like, I don't know.
Really?
I don't.
You managed to avoid that?
Yeah, that's, I mean, my personal connections are more with, I guess mine are just more selfish because they're more just to do with what I'm doing rather than how I'm affected by what I'm doing. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, like, and it's totally blowing my mind because everything's connected to everything in my head, which sucks.
Well, I mean,
sucks.
A lot of people do listen to music and have that emotional response where...
Yeah.
They're like, this song is about me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this song was written for me. Like, I'm connecting with this. And that's why people love lead singers. It's because it's like, they think that most of them write the lyrics, even if they don't.
Yeah,
there's plenty of bands where that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I mean, Pete writes our lyrics. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
There's plenty of bands where that doesn't happen. But I think people feel that connection because they're like, this guy's like singing everything my heart wants to say.
Fuck you.
See, I've seriously never had that connection with music.
Wow.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know if it's because, like I was always, like, very, like, casual listener of music when I was a kid. My parents always listened to, like, Top 40 or, like, oldies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's the same kind of thing, especially with pop music. Like, I'm not going to listen to the lyrics of pop music and be like, it's tugging at my heartstrings, like,
yeah,
you know, like,
I guess it didn't, yeah,
singing about bullshit, it,
yeah, that never really hit me, I guess, until, like, I started listening to, like, more, like,
intricate,
yeah, like, really, like,
stuff with a little more emotional depth.
Exactly.
So I think it's, like, a mixture of that, and then also when, like, my introduction to being a musician was through school. So, like, there were never lyrics, and there were never, like, and there were no vocals.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was, like, I always connected a lot more with, like, the rhythms and, like, the melody of what the brass section was playing or, like, anything like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I think that's why, for me, music grabs me in that way. And, like, for a vocal, for me, is a lot more of just a melodic layer.
Hmm.
Like, I'm never, like, I don't know.
Interesting. I feel like maybe...
If the melody is amazing and you're singing about something I don't even know, like, I'm not even listening to lyrics, it doesn't matter.
Hmm. Yeah. See, I guess because maybe when I was fresh out of high school, me and my friends started playing in, like, a band just, like, in the basement.
Yeah.
And I guess probably, like, that also led to, like, lyrical stuff because I was listening to, like, Thursday's War all the time, shit like that.
Yeah.
And so then we were writing our own stuff and, like... It's like, man, these lyrics are depressing. Probably because, like, most of us were going through breakups and shit and just, like, angry at, you know, being teenagers or whatever. I don't know. And then stuff like Your Favorite Weapon by Brand New. Some of those lyrics was like, damn.
No, I mean, I'm not saying... I'm being very general when I'm saying that. Like, I'll obviously listen to lyrics and I understand what they're saying and, like... There'll be times where I'm, like, super bummed, and if you hear the right thing, you're like, fuck.
Yep.
And it just makes it worse. But I think that's another reason why I don't have that response, is because I don't know. I've always been, like, the kind of person that needs to be in control, and I need to, like, control my emotions and myself. So I also feel, I think I feel, like, insecure by letting music affect me in that way.
Yeah, I hear you.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, when I realize I'm being bummed out by music, I stop listening to that. And I listen to something that I know is going to make me happy.
Yeah, I try.
I'll let music affect me positively, I guess. But I don't, like, I don't enjoy not being happy. So if I see that's happening, I just cut it off. I'm like, nope, why am I doing this myself?
Yeah, I tend to be a glutton for punishment.
Yeah.
I'm like...
A lot of people like
to... This album bummed me out, but I think I can do worse.
Yeah. A lot of people like to indulge in it.
Well, because, I mean, while it may bum you out, it's also kind of therapeutic in a way. Because...
Yeah, it helps you move past things. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably just bottle things up and then...
Well, that's what I was going to say. You've known me long enough. I just shut down and I withdraw from everyone. So it's like kind of my way of kind of like venting it.
Yeah.
By listening to someone else say things that...
I just let it build up until something really bad happens, and then I just explode.
Oh, I've done that a few times. Yeah. I almost got into a fist fight on Thanksgiving.
Nice.
Yeah, that would have been weird.
Fist fight on Thanksgiving.
It's one of my best friends.
Sounds like an emo record. Emo.
Oh,
I would definitely say this is an emo band.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not like... Even though they came out in, like, mid-2000s, not, like, mid-2000s emo, but... I'd say they were, like, a few years ahead of their time.
Hmm.
Like, if they were making music right now, they'd be killing it.
Hmm. Now, why did they end? Did they all hate each other, or, like...
I don't know. I mean, only two of the guys moved on to the same band, so maybe a few people didn't want to do it, or maybe they weren't seeing the success they wanted to.
Hmm.
Or, I mean, for all I know, Good Old War could have started as this, like, side thing while they were taking a break, and then it took off.
Yeah.
So they just want to pay more attention to it. I mean, maybe they'll come back together at some point.
That wishful thinking on your part?
Yep. I mean, I highly recommend listening to it.
Hmm. You think I'd enjoy it?
Yeah. I mean, even if I didn't have these, like, experiences to connect with it, I would still love it.
Hmm.
For sure.
I see.
Yeah. What's your favorite record?
I don't want to answer that yet.
Are you going to do one with yourself?
Maybe. Maybe at one point. I'll have someone else host it.
You have to go chair to chair and just ask yourself questions.
I'll have someone else.
No, just pitch shift your voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm too lazy, dude. That's too much work, man. This is almost too much work for me. I'm just sitting here.
Well, no. What you do is just record the questions and then pitch shift that entire file.
Mm.
And then you record you answering them.
Mm. Again, that's a lot of work.
Make it really deep voiced.
Yeah. I feel like I can maybe settle on top five, maybe.
Yeah. It was tough for me.
Yeah. I mean, like, I was even thinking, like, just...
I was going to talk about Boris Yeltsin, but I didn't know which record to pick.
Yeah.
Like, two of those would have been pretty close to being on that list.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, that's tough, man.
And also, like, Foo Fighters, I didn't know which one to pick. Those first three records are incredible.
Yeah.
It's like the obvious choice is Color and Shape and, like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Weezer's Pinkerton. It's like...
Love that album.
Yeah, but everyone talks about that album.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No one wants to listen to someone talk about the same fucking record everybody's talked about.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm also all over the place with that. It's like... Like, last year I was really into the last Front Bottoms album. Just because, like...
That would have been your favorite record at that moment?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Just because, like, there are certain songs where it was just
the
like...
The newest one? Or?
Yeah, yeah, it was like, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, how'd you do that in the one song, you know? Like, The Feud, it's just an amazing song.
I love that band now.
They're the nicest guys.
They're the nicest guys.
Oh, I love those guys. But right now, it's like that You Blew It album is really good. And I was listening to that Special Explosion stuff, you know, and then, like, digging through stuff.
We're playing with both of them. You're going to miss both shows.
Fuck, man.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out. Yeah. Yeah. So one more time, what's the name of that album? I'll let you go back to your world.
It's Days Away is the name of the band, and it's Mapping an Invisible World.
Mm. A Cartographer's Nightmare.
Yeah,
that should have been sure. That should have been the subtitle there.
What's the name of the first song, I think? Not really.
So now, if you had to pick one song...
One song off this record?
Yeah. That way I can put it on the end of this podcast.
Can I listen through them real quick?
Jeez, man. You don't have a favorite song? I like how everyone just plays it on their phone now. Like, that being you and Rob Wilcox.
Oh, God and Mars, not Gravity. That's the song I meant when I was saying Gravity earlier.
That doesn't make me think of Wicked at all.
You haven't heard this song?
It might have played in the van while I was sleeping.
I'm gonna listen to this record so much now.
See? There you go. I reunited you with this.
Oh, yeah. They're
so what's,
good.
What's that song called?
This one's God and Mars. This is the one I was talking about when I was talking about Gravity.
Mm-hmm.
This is Gravity, which is like a way slower song. This song's amazing.
You gotta pick one, man. I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but you gotta do it.
Did you fart?
Nope. Did you?
I don't think so.
My answer seemed more sure than yours.
I'm going to say this one's my favorite song. Ideas.
All right, so that's the song I'm going to go with. Listen to that on your own time.
Am I ruining this?
No, not at all.
It's just going to sound like...
Nah, you're good.
Just super distorted.
So, Ideas. You want to do me a favor and send me that?
The record?
Sure, why not?
That's illegal, bro. You should buy it because we're talking about it on a podcast.
All right, I'll buy it.
Everyone should buy it. Anyone that's listening. Everyone that's listening.
Hi, Mrs. Susie.
Don't buy it, Mom. You already have it.
Your mom should buy it, and then your aunt should make me some cupcakes. I'll pay for them.
So if my mom buys someone else's record, my aunt has to make you cupcakes.
Not if she does it. It'd just be a nice gesture. Come on, you know, family loves me.
Even if she doesn't buy it, you want cupcakes.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. Well, thanks for going on tangents with me. And
thanks for having me.
No problem.
We should record four more of these, and I'll just do different records every time.
Man, back with us again, Tyler Susie. Talking about
wait, I've changed my mind.
Talking about some other shit he did on another trip. But
John Otto.
Yeah. Yeah. No, see that was a bad one. It has to be more like, you know, the Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
There you go. Because you do it all for the Nookie.
So you can take that cookie.
Shove it up your.
Yeah.
Shove it up your.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. All
right. Yeah.
Well, thanks, man.
Oh, thank you.
It's nice having you on.
My pleasure is all mine.
I'll see you in 2 weeks in Portland.
Sure.
All right.
Well, that was a lot of fun. We certainly got off topic a bit, but, you know, that's how conversations go, especially when it's with one of your good friends. You kind of just go all over the place. And who doesn't love talking about Limp Bizkit? I highly recommend checking out Tyler's band. Once again, they're called A Great Big Pile of Leaves. They're currently on tour until March 1st with Into It, Over It, and The World is a Beautiful Place, and I Am No Longer Afraid to Die. I recently spent a week on that tour on the West Coast, and it was awesome. Shows were great. Crowds were great. If you can, definitely look into it. Thanks again for dropping by Your Favorite Album. I'm going to be leaving you with Ideas by Days Away off of their album Mapping an Invisible World. Have a good one. Bye.